Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show. Breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
It's third down and five. O'Connell, he's got him. Myers, touchdown! It's an 18-yard touchdown pass.
That was the call from just moments ago in Las Vegas. Thought maybe you guys would want to hear that one. That was Jacoby Myers scoring a touchdown for the Las Vegas Raiders.
I can't wait to get players like that.
Just for everyone who's interested, Jacoby Myers, 46 receptions, 5 touchdowns on the season. Juju Smith-Schuster, 22 catches and 1 touchdown this season. Plus, a heated sideline argument with wide receivers coach Troy Brown earlier today on a play where I think it was on one of the interceptions, perhaps. I missed the actual instance, Andy. I'm not sure if you saw it or happened to have had a chance to read about it as well. But all I know is that Juju Smith-Schuster's season has been super underwhelming, and that's putting it nicely, whereas Jacoby Myers has been a rock-solid fit, perhaps having his best season to date as a pro with the Raiders. Another solid decision by the pro player personnel people in Foxborough. Good Lord. It's the second hour of the Six Rings postgame show here on Boston Sports Original, 93.7 FM, WEEI, WEEI.com, and the Odyssey app. Give us a holler anytime. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's bring you guys back into the fold. You've been waiting patiently to vent and voice your frustrations. David is in the car. David, how are you?
David?
David?
I don't think David's there.
I don't think he is either. Well, we'll give David a moment to collect his thoughts or collect his emotions and holler back at his boys. Don is in Swampscott. Hi, Don.
Good evening. I think the only good thing that came out today is I had the Patriots defense on my fantasy team.
There we go. See, we're making positives. That's good.
I don't want to necessarily talk about the game or the season, but I think what needs to happen, in my opinion, is clearly this team needs to be rebuilt. We all know that. And the question is, how do you do it? And what we need to do is send a message to, you know, the league and the players that, look, we were a winning dynasty. We know how to win. We've got to make a lot of changes. We're committed to rebuilding, and we're committed to win. We're not going to win next year. It may not be the year after, but we're making some changes. And the changes are player personnel, coaching, right? I'm not talking about throwing Belichick out with the bathwater, and I'm not – but – you know, I heard someone calling earlier saying, you know, what do we do if we win four games and don't get Marvin Harrison Jr.? If my Marvin Harrison Jr. is sitting on the couch with my family, and I looked over today's game and I saw Belichick with that look in his face of loss, I'm like, I'm not playing for this team. You've got to instill in players that you're rebuilding. We want to win. We're winners. And it's not going to happen overnight. but this team is not built to win. And the attitude is not built to win. It's to try not to lose. And so, I think it's a systemic rebuilding, but it's got to convey an attitude that says, look, we've acknowledged some mistakes. We were great, and we're going to be great again, but we are rebuilding.
So what would you suggest? How do you do that? How do you go about that?
I really do think it's organizationally. It's got to start organizationally. GM, player personnel, coaching. I know he wouldn't do it, but, you know, Belichick being your defensive coach,
it's not going to happen.
I don't even ever want to be
that guy as the host talking to a caller, but I hate that is just Don. Yeah. God bless, man. That is. Thank you for the call, sir.
Thanks,
appreciate
Don.
It. That's just. I mean,
Bill, yeah. We got an idea.
You know what I'll do, guys? Allow me to recede into the background, and I'll support the next time. It's not going to happen. It's
bad news, Bill. The $25 million you're making, well, now that's 1.5.
Yes, and you're going to call defensive plays for someone else who's going to come in and hopefully do a better job than you did the last couple of years, and then show you up.
At least the caller Don acknowledged, like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Not so gung ho on this plan.
Yeah, I mean, I just think at this point, I know there's some people that still think, oh, I don't want the top pick because Bill will screw it up. I have accepted that Bill ain't part of this. Pardon my English, but I like to emphasize it sometime with good old ain't.
No.
Ain't happening, Bill. You're not part of this. I have accepted that they are going to have a new quarterback, mm-hmm. a new head coach, mm-hmm. and a new general manager next year. Is there still any world where that doesn't happen?
I can't see at this point with the way the team has not responded to their backs against the wall. And I do understand injuries have played a significant portion in the ineptitude and the failures and the mistakes made by this version of the New England Patriots football team. I full well understand that. However,
only kind of, though. Only kind of, sir.
Maybe a little more than we think, but
not really, because as you just noted with some SID stat about points allowed, mm-hmm. they're playing good enough on defense to win games.
That's a fair point.
So, therefore, the problems are the same problems you had. You created a bad offensive roster. We told you, or some of us told you, you had a bad offensive roster that was a house of cards at offensive line, a house of cards at receiver. We told you at the time it was dumb to replace Jacoby Myers with Juju Smith-Schuster. We told you at the time Mike Gesicki is not good, is not a unicorn. And guess what? That played out. So, would you be a little better with Gonzalez and Judon? Obviously, but you're playing well enough defensively to win football games. The problems are coaching, quarterback, offense.
Yes, yes, and yes. The defense could one day maybe be part of the solution as well. There was a little unsportsmanlike conduct on Keon White earlier today as well, but at the same time, who among us who plays on that defense would not probably get so frustrated they would try to take it out on the other football team? Side note, Andy, real quick before we get to our next caller, did you get a chance to rewatch in slow-mo? It's been tweeted out multiple times. I'm not going to call it Jack Tatum-esque because that's truly one of the most despicable plays ever in American professional sports. But that hit by the New York Giants return man on Pop Douglas, which took him out of the game and likely will have him in more than just the little blue tent. I bet he'll probably return to the concussion protocol this week, which would be the second time little Pop Douglas will have been there this year. Did you see that? Was that dirty to you, or is that just, you know, bang, bang, a football play?
It feels dirty, and I have always advocated for a rule that is truly unnecessary roughness. If a ref sees something he says didn't need to happen, he can throw a 15-yard flag. Doesn't have to be specifically worded in the rule. Mm-hmm. But I would also ask, I don't know if there's a specific rule that's broken there. Because if you don't grab the opening of the helmet or the face mask, I've seen plenty of tackles where the guy grabs him by the palm on the side of the head or the top of the head and throws him to the turf, and it's allowed. It's legal. He's not a defenseless receiver, so there's no, you know, head and neck area with the four. Like, it sure as heck looks like a dirty play. I just don't know by the letter of the rule book, is it actually a dirty play? Or because it's the definition of unnecessary roughness to me. It's also the definition of this is a barbaric, archaic sport that we love. Like,
I just was the guy trying to clothesline him across the face mask and do, you know, Grievous harm? Know. No, I he's just running down Charger, right, trying to make a play. It's like you said, it's unnecessary. I wouldn't have called that unsportsmanlike conduct. That's unnecessary roughness. Like, if you can't make a proper tackle, then you don't clothesline somebody, especially a wee fellow like Pop Douglas or anyone of any size across the face, because it looks like he almost got flat out knocked out on the play.
Well, and the way his body arched backwards before his head then hit the turf, there's a lot of layers. He's going to be really sore. There's a lot of layers, I feel like, to the damage that could have been done on that hit. But again, like, his arm ends up in a high speed game. His arm ends up, what, 4 inches, 6 inches higher than, you know, if it's 6 inches lower, it hits him on the upper chest, right? Instead, it's basically across the head. It's a clothesline like WWE. And I don't know. It looks awful. It looks dirty. But apparently the refs who are there didn't see a reason. And in this day and age, they usually err on the side of a flag. They usually, like, a hit like that usually draws a flag. And sometimes maybe they come together and say, well, there's actually no rule against what he did, so let's pick this flag up. They didn't throw a flag that I know
makes
of.
Me
there
think
was
they
no...
didn't see it, Andy.
How could you not see it? It's the guy with the ball. If they didn't
good point.
See it,
he was
they
the person carrying
shot.
The ball.
Right? Like, I mean, it's a punt return. The guy with the ball, if you're not looking at the guy with the ball on a punt return, at least some of you, then we got bigger issues. Which, by the way, did you see my good old pal on Twitter, Thomas McDaniels, the father of Josh McDaniels, tweeting about high school football in Ohio, that he's reminded once again that to win a state title, you not only have to beat the other team, but you have to beat the inept officiating you're going to face every single week. Mm-hmm. Man, my own heart ripping the officiating. That's my guy.
You love to see it. Finally, a win from the McDaniels family this season. Isn't that just great? One more call before we go to a break, and then Joe Braverman catches you up on everything trending in the wide world of sports, the NFL, and beyond. Let's see, trying to take you guys in order of who's been waiting longest. Mike is in Boston. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, I want to bring up a point, then ask a question afterwards. The point is the fact that Bill Belichick, the GM, has dug a grave for Bill Belichick, the coach. Personnel in this league matters more than coaching does, by far, in my opinion. I mean, Brady's proven it. A lot of other players over the years have proven it. San Francisco's team is built very well. So is it Miami's. Very great personnel. Now, my question is how much of this do you think Bill Belichick has realized that he has done to himself?
Has Belichick come about the realization, Andy, that he has done, that Bill the GM has done Bill the coach dirty?
Well,
yes.
There's also the question that I always continue to bring up is, what role does Matt Groh play in the collaboration in the newly reconfigured Robert Kraft-led front office? We've heard collaborative effort the last couple years. Matt Groh has said, I've only spent the money here for the last 2 years. He has taken on a very, even pre-draft, he said, Bill asks a lot of good questions in the war room. Matt Groh has sounded like an authoritative figure. I don't know if he actually is. I don't know how many decisions he's made. I mean, there were reports this year, right, that wasn't there a report that Bill was talked into Juju Smith-Schuster replacing Jacoby Myers? Am I misremembering?
Yes, but we're not sure by who, but we did read a report, that said.
So I'm not looking to really defend Bill, because I think Bill got all the praise when it went well. It was in Bill We Trust. He was the head guy. He ran everything. He wore all the hats. So now that it's going poorly, I don't feel like we should sort of parse roles and jobs. It's his fault.
Let me ask you guys this. How much do you think Bill realizes now how important Brady was versus the quarterbacks he's had? Cam Newton, Mac Jones, Zappy, all the interceptions, the dirt balls that Cam threw. Cam threw more balls in the dirt, I think, in 1 year than Brady ever did in his career.
Probably. He should. Any normal human being would be acknowledging, oh, my God, I never knew what I had till it was gone. But I also think Bill has a certain level of arrogance or confidence or hubris, whatever the word you want to use is.
And those blind spots that you bring up time and again as well.
Yep. And that has and it's helped him become very successful, I believe, in this world. Like, saying, screw you, you don't know what you're talking about, has helped him over the previous 40-something years of coaching. I really believe that. So at this point, I'm not sure he's capable of acknowledging, maybe I was wrong when I said I could have the 15th best quarterback and win a Super Bowl. Maybe, although I would argue he's got a long ways to go before he has the 15th best quarterback. Right now he's got like the 35th best quarterback in a 32-team league.
And then he's got the 36th best quarterback or 37th.
37th.
We can't 38th. have Trying to corner the market on all the best, worst quarterbacks.
Will Greer. Yes. Not his problem anymore, though. Will Greer, gone.
How would Will Greer have done any worse than Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi combined today?
Well, he might have. He might have.
They
completed passes.
He may have as well.
He may have as well, but his track record
not
great.
They made room for Connor McDermott, as we heard as well. But maybe he'll get thrown back into the mix this week, and maybe he'll be the backup, and Mac will be a healthy scratch next week.
What happened to Malik Mania? Malik Mania.
Ah, remember when we had Malik Mania? That was a good time.
Good days.
Ah, them's was good days. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Just like the mall parking lot, the phone lines here on the WEEI Six Rings postgame show are jammed. Don't you guys go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes. But first, on the way to commercials, how about some trending sports news with Joe Braverman?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
That sounds like a great idea, Fitzy. Let me get you caught up in what's trending. In a battle between two of the league's worst teams, the Patriots proved to be the worst as they fall to the New York Football Giants 10-7. We were on our way to overtime, but Chad Ryland missed the game-tying 35-yard field goal with 6 seconds left. Mac Jones, for the fourth time this season, was benched for Bailey Zappi at halftime. Mac finished 12 of 21 for 89 yards and 2 interceptions. In the second half, Bailey Zappi finished 9 of 14 for 54 yards and an interception. The record now stands at 2-9 as the Pats come on home for Week 13 to welcome the L.A. Chargers to Gillette next week for a 1 p.m. kickoff. Some other scores in the NFL for Week 12. The Steelers knocked off the Bengals 16-10. The Falcons took over first place in the NFC South by beating the Saints 24-15. And the Jags edged the Houston Texans 24-21. The Sunday slate wraps up tonight with the aforementioned Chargers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. We'll have Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football beginning at 7:30 following the Six Rings postgame show. The Celtics are back in action this evening hosting the Atlanta Hawks. Boston will be without Kristaps Porzingis as he suffered in the last game in Orlando a left calf strain. And Drew Holiday initially listed as questionable. No word yet on if he will be active. And the Bruins are also back in action. I should also clarify, we just got the notice. Drew Holiday is out. So no Kristaps Porzingis, no Drew Holiday for the Celtics against the Hawks. And the Bruins suffered their second straight loss yesterday to the Rangers, 7-4. They'll look to get back on the winning path tomorrow in Columbus against the Blue Jackets. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When did you call players who would start the quarterback?
Yeah,
sometime during the week. Bill, I'm going to need you to maybe think a little harder on that one. Just want to know when everyone was told their job they had to do this week. Oh, sometime during the week. You don't remember? Awesome. That sounds like a prepared football team to you, Andy?
No. And guess what? I didn't see a prepared football team on the field. I actually saw a quarterback who looked uncomfortable, receivers who looked uncomfortable. The whole damn lot of them looked uncomfortable. Weird. Prior planning prevents piss-poor performance. I have lots of cliches. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The game is won or lost before the game is even played.
Yeah, what happened to that Bill Belichick who believed the Sun Tzu art of war? The battle's won and lost before it's even played. This one was lost before it was played.
More like the art of bore, am I right? I mean, these are
oh, man, waka,
waka. Oh, God. 2 more hours. First crickets of the day. If you had me at +150 on the first crickets, then you can collect your winnings at FanDuel.
Hey, hour and a half into the first crickets? Not bad.
Not bad, right? David was in the car. We were going to take him earlier here on the program. He is back, and I'm going to get to him right now. Hi, David. What are you thinking?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for taking the call. So here's my whole thing. We all say, no, they're not thinking. They're thinking. They're just finding a way to do it. They're playing Mac Jones, who stinks. They bring in Zappy, who stinks. And they know no matter who they go with, it's going to be the same scenario. You're going to lose no matter what. These guys, I don't know what's got into them. I don't know what's on their head. I don't know what the coaches are doing to them. Purpose, I think they're purposely doing everything that they can to lose every game so they can get. I think with the fact that I think Belichick is going to move on, maybe the decision's been made and he's aggravated and he's like, what should I win? Why should I leave here as a winner? Because it don't matter where he goes, people are going to embrace him. Because of what he's done in the past and his experience, his knowledge and everything else. So they'll embrace him. So they have nothing to lose. It is so bad that as a fan, I am so flustered. I am so frustrated. I am so aggravated that I feel like giving up my tickets, being a season holder. I feel like just giving them away. I don't even
want
to charge somebody to go to a game, which I've actually have put something in place to, you know, to do as a charity thing, because I don't even want to go to a home game anymore. That's how aggravated I am with this season, because there's no reason for this. There isn't. And shame on Mr. Kraft. And I hope he's got people listening, which I know he does. I know people listen and they report back to him. I know that for a fact. And I hope it does get back to him how season holders out here, like he once was, are so aggravated with him that nothing has been done in 4 years, and it doesn't look like nothing is going to get done for another 5 years. It's really sad.
Well, David, I thank you for the call, and you know I appreciate the passion and the perspective. As with any fan, be they season ticket holder or not, who has been in the low times and then experienced high times and then the best of times, and now we're experiencing the down times once again. I can guarantee you. First off, I just want to also say that. They did try. They tried real hard in March of 2021 and then in April of 2021, both across the uncharacteristically aggressive spending spree and the drafting of Mac Jones in the first round, followed by a steal with Christian Barmore, who's having an excellent season this year, by the way, Andy, in the second round of 2021 draft. They had an easy schedule. They went 10-7. They started out rough. Then they got good. Then everyone said they're going back to the Super Bowl. And then, of course, they faltered down the stretch and got their doors blown off in the playoffs. Since then, yes, it's been a mess. Since then, maybe too many yes men, maybe too many Belichicks, maybe too much Patricia, although at this point now, Andy, Matt Patricia's offense is looking like an absolute diamond. I mean, like, maybe we're not recognizing the true genius he put on display last year compared to what's going on this particular iteration of the Patriots offense, but they did try, and David and everyone else within the sound of our voice, I can guarantee you, Robert Kraft is more than just a meme looking sad in a puffy coat in the luxury box of the Waldenstadt in Frankfurt, Germany. He is an owner who is a fan first, who, yes, has lots of money, but certainly has as much frustration, if not more so, than we do. And we can all but almost guarantee sweeping change will come through Foxborough this offseason, because this is unacceptable.
And he's 82 years old. So, David, Robert Kraft doesn't have 5 years to just sit back and say we're going to play the long rebuild here. I'm guessing he wants to do it sooner rather than later. So I would actually hold on to those tickets that he was kind of insinuating maybe it's time to get rid of, at least through the draft. See how you feel after they go through free agency and the draft. And then maybe you'll look at things differently. Maybe you'll have a quarterback. Maybe you'll have a flashy new receiver or something they traded for, they signed. Because well, I do, yeah, they're going to do a lot.
They are most certainly are, yes. And not to toe step on the radio, but do you think that David was speaking in reference to his tickets for the remainder of this season or in general? Because if it's in general and he's out as being a Pats fan a couple years after the end of the double dynastic run, well, that's just a real shame. As Charles Barkley would say, that's just terrible.
I think he was speaking about both because as far as the remainder of this season, he referenced that he would not want to go to a game, so he'll give them to charity, which is kind of an interesting approach because I have to admit, and I'm probably going to sound like an a-hole here, you know when your kids come home and it's like, oh, Tuesday is the canned charity drive. I need to bring some canned foods in. And I always go to the pantry and I always look for the things that my wife buys that I don't necessarily like, ooh, peas, good way to get rid of those. Pineapple in a can. I don't eat that. Oh, pumpkin pie. Nope, I don't use that.
Andy Hart. I'm just go to the store honest. And buy a couple.
It's fresh stuff.
It's
but
just
like,
the hell up.
The soup, I'll give like the plain soup because I'm more of like a stew guy. So I'm like, oh yeah, there's a chowder. Nope, I'm keeping the chowder. I'll give them the minestrone. Don't love that.
Minestrone's perfectly delicious.
That's kind of what David's doing. I would not go to a game and watch this crap. I'm going to give it to charity.
Yeah, what charity is going to be like? Sweet. Thanks for giving us something we can't even resell.
Well,
I mean, the memes that are going to start, they're already circulating, Andy. The whole like, be careful with you, you know. I just bought some, opened my kids' Halloween candy, and they were Patriots tickets inside the chocolate bars. Be careful. Like, there's that. You're going to do the whole, like, someone broke into my car to leave four tickets as opposed to, you know, take four tickets. I've seen that one as well. Like, they're all going to be out. Just be ready, everyone, and be ready for the rest of the football-watching world to tell you that you're soft. Be ready for everyone to have fun making fun of you, making fun of us, making fun of the royal and collective we in Pat's Nation because we had it so good for so long, and now we are down. And oh, we may not even know the depths of how much further down we can go. We'll have to ask that to Christian Fourier when he calls in later in the program. Programming update to get a little bit on the inside of the statalytics, if you will. That's stats and fanalytics. Mike Kadlick will be joining us from WEEI.com at 6 o'clock sharp. Back to the phones. Oh, here's someone who's just got to be beside himself with frustration. Wayne and Southie. Wellness check, Isle Wayne.
I cannot believe this. Fitchy, let me get these 3 points across because I am so aggravated right now, and I'm going to get back to my running. But my 3 points, the coat hanger, that was definitely, without a dime, that should have been automatic. He should have been out, never mind. You know what I mean? What did the refs do? Nothing again. Nothing. Oh, nothing to see here. Nothing. The guy almost got his head ripped off, but nothing to see here. Because we're the refs, and we suck. Okay, number two, tank, get the best quarterback you can, Belichick. Tank, didn't they just give Belichick 3 years, Bitsy?
I think he signed through the end of, the popular belief is that he signed through the end of next season, Wayne.
Yeah, so he's got 3 more years there. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get tank, like, tank this season. This tank has got to go. Plain and simple, lose every game and go out and get a good quarterback. And number three, why won't they put Malik Cunningham in? The NFL quarterbacks run now, like the guy from the Eagles. He ran for 100 yards last week. Why won't they put out there, I keep saying it to Belichick, why won't they put Malik Cunningham out there, let him run the ball. He can run it. He can throw it. Just give the guy a chance. Stop putting in Mac. Who is the worst? And then Zappi wasn't that great either. So who are you going to use? Go put Cunningham in there. The kid can run. You know what I mean? This is the new NFL. That's the one thing I want him to understand. Oh, my God. I get so angry.
Thank you. Wayne, I'm glad we were here to give you a place to vent and to shake loose, shake free, expel that anger. It's not good for you, Andy. It's not good. It won't do you any good. It won't make you feel good, especially around the holidays. It's not healthy.
No.
We want Wayne to be good. He said he had a jog to get back to. Obviously, he took a little time to check in on the Odyssey app, listen to his friends, Fitzy and Hart, on the Six Rings postgame show. Sometimes we've heard Waino. He's been in the middle of the, he's been down hitting the heavy bag. Sometimes he's been doing chin-ups. Sometimes he's been doing push-ups. Tonight he's running out his frustrations, and I applaud it. You know, everyone, as soon as the post-game shows, go get some exercise. Work it out.
Yeah,
I hauled some wood. I had a Rocky IV workout today.
Because we're the refs, and we suck.
That was the best part of the call.
Oh, he peaked at "we're the refs and we're suck."
Yep.
That's in the register for a while to come. Wayne's like a lot of Pats fans. He thinks that thinks the team's not very good right
he
now.
He does raise a point. Why not just throw Malik Cunningham in for the hell of it?
Because he can't play quarterback in the NFL.
He's not an NFL quarterback at this point, guys. He couldn't
run the practice field. And see, this is a weird area for me because I think their decision-making as an organization and as a coaching staff and as a personnel department has sucked for like 2 years now. Huh? But they've made it quite clear. They don't even practice him at quarterback. Never mind consider playing him at quarterback other than that weird week in Las Vegas when they were doing whatever the hell they were doing and he was the backup. So not that that's the be-all, end-all, because you could say, yeah, that's the team that signed Juju Smith-Schuster and thought he was better than Jacoby Myers, so they don't know what they're doing, but he can run. He can absolutely run around like a chicken with his head cut off. I think he could do that. I don't know that he could run the offense. I don't know that you could. It would essentially, I think, be a souped-up version of the Wildcat if you played mm-hmm. him at quarterback to start.
Would that not potentially be more entertaining for better or worse, though, Andy?
Yeah, for both. I agree mm-hmm. for both. There would be some wow plays in both directions. There would be wow runs, and then they would probably be like, wow, what just happened? Oh, my God, that was ugly. But we're seeing those now with the supposedly NFL-ready, smart pocket passer named Mac Jones. I see just as many wow throws. We saw one today to Demario Douglas. Triple coverage. Yeah, I'm just going to step into this. I got the old cannon. I can fit it in there. You can't.
Actually, so, that was one of the only passes that he put any mustard on because the majority of them even had Jonathan Vilma saying time and again, like, not enough on that ball. Dude. Mac Jones just lobbing that one in there.
Well, because he had those weird throws to Gesicki. He and Gesicki weren't on the same page on the left
not
side
at
there.
All.
I don't even know what that was. And then he's kind of yelling at Gesicki and they're talking about it and that whole thing. But they're a mess. There's no other way to put it than they are a mess. Their quarterback is broken and their offense is an mm-hmm. absolute mess.
Should we come up with a slogan now for Christmas? Because we just finished Thanksgiving. We need like some kind of
I nailed something. The slogan the first time. We're not tanking. We just suck. As the caller said earlier, Mac's not good. Bailey's not good. None of these guys are good. They are not tanking. They're trying to win, but they're not good enough. Their roster stinks. Their talent level is not good enough.
And so something like tank the halls?
That's terrible.
No, that's not.
I said something like. I didn't suggest it.
First of all, no bad ideas in a brainstorm, Andrew, except for the bad ones. And also, well, we'll have to workshop that. We got some time. We're on until 7:25, at which point we throw to Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football. Interesting 4 o'clock slate. Some fun games going on right now. But we're here to process and parse over the madness that took place today at the Meadowlands. Okay, Kurt in New Hampshire is our next caller. He's been hanging on. We're going to give him a chance to voice his frustrations. Hello, Kurt. How are you?
Hey, Fitzy. How you doing, brother? Great show, better. As always.
Thanks, sir.
Appreciate you taking my call. My audio is not very good, so I'll going to throw out two quick questions, and I'll let you guys go from there. The first thought I have in my head is, how much do you think Belichick misses having the ear of Ernie Adams? You know, he's had a precipitous decline and in the last couple of years once Ernie left, and it just makes me wonder, wow, like maybe Ernie was kind of a glue factor. And my second question is, there's a lot of speculation about Jerod Mayo being the next guy in line. And I like Jerod's mojo. I think I like his persona. I think he's got the personality for it. But what concerns me is that as far as I know, his only perspective is he's only played for one team, and that was a Belichick coach team, and he's only coached for one coaching staff, and that was a Belichick, you know, coaching staff. Mm-hmm. And so if Jerod is the next guy in line, like, is there the potential there to have that lack of outside perspective? Because I think a lot of us feel like, well, you know, things have been pretty incestuous here for the last 23 years. And I don't know, Hart, like, if you have any inside info or anything like that, is like, does he have fresh perspectives? Does he have, like, you know, obviously we need to do some things differently. You know, would Gerard, you know, would he just default on doing the same things Belichick does, a real small staff, or taking on more and not not delegating enough and not bringing out enough outside perspective? I'll let you guys run with that, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you very much for the call, Kurt. To the first question, which was, he said he was going to be quick. He was actually on for a while. What was the first point he made, Andy?
Does Belichick miss Ernie Adams?
All right. The answer is yes, 1,000%. I've made that point a million times here, the pod, the radio, wherever. The brain drain overall, the lack of the great coaches that have been lost, all the other influencers, the football minds that have made way from Foxborough to a retirement, other teams, whatever, is massive. The brain drain has been significant, to say the least. And I think chief among them has been Ernie Adams, who, as he described himself as, was a generalist, meaning generally he did anything and everything Bill Belichick needed to win football games. And without somebody like that, an eye in the sky, an extra voice in his ear, an extra component to the brain and the game plan, the Patriots have suffered significantly. And as far as will Gerard Mayo present a different voice, a different perspective, so that it's not just a continuation of what, if you will, has been going on the last quarter century. Andy, do you think it would be an incestuous hire? Do you think it would just be a continuation of Belichick, or would Gerard Mayo be his own man and coach?
I think he'd be his own man, but his own man is built upon a lot of experience working under Bill Belichick. The caller's right. Kurt is right. He does not have a lot of football world experience that's outside of New England. He has some business world experience that he dabbled in, and even some media world experience that he dabbled in. But his professional football experience is as a player and a coach under Bill Belichick. That is the reality. Do I think he would have his own ideas? Do I think he has his own style? Absolutely. I don't know how much Bill Belichick would be included in the program under Gerard Mayo. I don't know whether if it's 10%, 40%, 60%. I couldn't possibly know that. I don't think Gerard Mayo could possibly know that right now without having to actually sit down and really get into the day-to-day grind of being the head coach and the leader of an organization. The first question about the brain drain, yeah, you're right, it's a brain drain. Now, Ernie, is he at the top of the list? I wouldn't put him there. I'd probably put Ernie third, personally, behind Josh McDaniels and Dante Scarnecchia. I think those two are massive influences on a day-to-day, game-to-game, play-to-play basis, whereas I think Ernie was the right-hand man. I think when he chimed in, it was useful and critical, but I'm not sure he had the second-by-second impact that those other guys did over whole units, offensive line, total offense, quarterbacks, all of that. And I'm sorry, but the change in Mac Jones post Josh McDaniels, it is real, right? Like, he looked like one thing under Josh McDaniels when he was supposedly, you know, doing the talking to his headset right down till the 15-second cutoff and all of that. That worked. So Josh has to get some credit for that. So I do believe it's the big answer here is the overall brain drain. Everybody, Ivan Fears, Dante Scarnecchia, Josh McDaniels, Ernie, Nick Caserio, whatever you want to put together, the people that were around for success that are all gone, and they've been replaced, and I don't think they've been successfully replaced.
Here's speaking of people that have not been successfully replaced, Patriots game. This comes courtesy of our friends at NFL on CBS. Patriots games with 7 or fewer points. This season, 4. Tom Brady's 283 starts with the Patriots, 5.
Ugh. I knew this felt like it wasn't as fun as it used to be.
617-779-7937 is the number. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. Top of the 6 o'clock hour, Mike Cadlick from WEEI.com joins us. We're here for you. We're doing the best we can because that's how we do on the Six Rings Postgame Show on WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Six Rings postgame show here on WEEI, Boston Sports Original, marches on. Mike Cadlick joins the program in just a few minutes to recap the statistically shameful from today's loss at the Meadowlands. Some are taking it as a win because the Patriots improved their draft status for the upcoming 2024 NFL draft, like our old friend Jake in Boston. Good evening, Jake.
Gentlemen, last night I fell in love. And his name was Desmond Watson. He's a nose tackle at the University of Florida. 6'5", 435 pounds, a modern-day Ted Washington, a junior who could go early, and I'd love to see him on an offensive line here, potentially later in the first round. Now, this weekend, there are two others on my shopping list. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, unbelievable for football fans, guys. Like, all the conference championship teams, eight teams, four playoff spots. It's going to be fun. You have Brock Bowers, who might be the closest thing to Gronkowski we've seen out there. And then Mac's replacement, or one of them, at Alabama, that being Jalen Milroe. And this was a kid who was much maligned, who somehow found his way, and he's a video game because he moves around like a gazelle, and he throws the ball like Bledsoe, like total cannon for an arm. And, you know, did you guys see Bill turning the Patriot logo on his back today on his hat? Like, there's some drama there. And as the man who's been right about everything, this team lacks so much talent right now that I looked up NFL contingency disaster plans and, like, what happens in a disaster situation. Now, if you remember in 2002 when the Texans came into the league, teams could only protect five players. If there's a contingency disaster, teams get to only protect 30 players per roster. You're picking from the bottom 23 of a 50-man, then you get the number one pick in addition to your pre-existing draft capital. That's how pathetic this is right now. We're like, we're looking at natural disasters that could happen that could improve this team, because outside of that, this team is worse than an expansion team. It is more pathetic talent-wise than an expansion team right now. That's how bad the roster is.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Jake. Andy, New England Patriots, two-thirds of the way through the 2023 season. Worse than an expansion team?
It's probably similar, quite honestly.
Yeah, I think it actually, I don't think it's
and part
off.
Of it
I
is
think it's comparable.
They have, well, the thing that puts them over the top is they do have some young talent that is better than what an expansion team would probably have. Like Christian Barmore, Christian mm-hmm. Gonzalez, their mm-hmm. Christian connection, or whatever we're going to call that. That just came to me, that their two best defensive players are going to be Christian within the next year.
Mr.'s Christian, if you will.
Are a key part of that. Ramondre Stevenson, good player. So I think they're probably a little bit better than expansion team. And if they chose to re-sign some of these guys, they have some talent. Like, I don't know what you think of Duggar at this point, or Uche, or some of these other guys. But it's not ridiculous. This is a... I think people all know how little I think of the roster, how low I think. I asked you the question, keeper league, like five guys. And, you know, I think it's interesting when people come up with their five or six players that they would protect in that type of a scenario. But I think there was some exaggeration. Like, I'm not a big fan of the Alabama quarterback. I do not like his attitude at all. I think he seems like a dink. Now we could go from one Alabama dink to the next Alabama dink.
We don't need another Alabama dink, thanks.
No. The guy he was talking about from Florida is a defensive lineman. He's a defensive tackle. I don't know why he said he wanted him on the offensive line if they were to draft him late in the first round, but he's a beast. He is usually at 430 pounds. You think, oh, the guy can't play. Dude can play. Dude can move. Dude is a really interesting, dominant force on the inside. I, like Jake, enjoyed a lot of football over the last few days. The guy I fell in love with was the Iowa State running back, Abu Sama, or Sama, Sama.
How about my guy Blake Corum at Michigan? Had a nice day yesterday.
I like
on his 23rd birthday. He's a playmaker.
Sama's a true freshman who had two 70-yard runs in the snow last night, and I just envisioned him doing that at Gillette Stadium.
It's fun watching the Iowa State K-State game.
Awesome.
Last night.
Football
in the snow is always a good
thing. I fell out of love with Michael Penix, the Washington quarterback. He did everything he could to turn the ball over like five times at the end of that game. Their coach, though,
he couldn't even watch the game-winning field goal.
Yeah, he had his head weirdly tucked into like the headset communication box thing. But yeah, I didn't think he played overly well in their comeback. I mean, in the efforts to win that game and stay undefeated. But their coach going for it on 4th and 1. I don't know if you saw that. He called a fake and then an end around jet sweep thing on 4th and 1. That ballsy. But there, Jake's right. There was some fun college football this weekend.
Checking in with our pal Christian Arcan from the afternoon program here at WEI. What do you call Christian Barmore and Christian Gonzalez? The Christian Coalition.
And I love
nice.
It.
Nice. I like it. Okay, fine. You don't have to love it. It's not for every, you know, we always say, and we.
Well, if anyone knows about Christian, it's Christian.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of which, Christian Fourier will be joining us later on in the program.
No, he was talking about Arcan.
Oh, right. Okay. I see. I always call him Arcan. I forget for a moment his first name is Christian.
I'm starting to think Christian, we got too many Fourier. Christians around here. What?
That's not often said, and I hope we won't repeat that one for everyone that was listening. 617-779-7937 is the number. When we're back, Mike Cadlick from WEEI.com joins us. This is the Six Rings Postgame Show on WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.